With your Posey County Radio News on this Thursday morning, I'm David Hurdle reporting. Forecast for today calling for mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Expect winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the east. And tonight, partly cloudy through the evening, then turning mostly cloudy with a chance of showers coming after midnight and lows in the lower 50s. Full detailed forecast coming up after the news at Posey County Radio. The Posey County Health Department says that it's time of the year again for the health department to start spraying vector control. They say to avoid any harms to beekeepers here in Posey County, they will attempt to avoid the areas that would include your property, but in order to do this, they need to be notified of your address, and if you'd like for them to avoid your property, please call the health department and give them your address. The phone number to call is 812-838-1328 to discuss the options with the office staff. Posey County Council on Aging would like to remind Posey County residents that transportation services are available Monday through Friday for tasks such as banking, pharmacy, and grocery runs, as well as doctor's appointments. If you would like more information on this or to schedule the service with the Posey County Council on Aging, residents are asked to contact their office at 812-838-4656. A reminder, the Indiana State Police are participating in the National DEA Drug Takeback Day that will take place this coming Saturday in Evansville. It is the 26th Nationwide Prescription Takeback Initiative, and the goal is to prevent prescription drug abuse and theft by means of proper disposal of unused drugs. The Indiana State Police are inviting the public to bring any unused drugs to their post at the address 19411 Highway 41 North this Saturday between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. New Life Rescue and Adoption has teamed up with McKim's IGA for a Ribfest coming up tomorrow. Pickup times will be between 3 and 6 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If you'd like to pre-order, you can do so by contacting New Life Rescue and Adoption at 812-838-3211 or email them info@newliferescues.org. Coming up next Saturday, the Posey County Fair Association's 80s Prom Night will be taking place at the Community and Event Center at the Fairgrounds. This event is for those adults 21 and older. Doors will open at 7 o'clock on Saturday, May 4th. Tickets are $20 at the door, or you can get discounted tickets ahead of time at $15 apiece. If you would like to get your tickets early, you can send money via Venmo to Posey County Fair Association. All proceeds benefit the Posey County Fair Association, and the Posey County Fair this year is scheduled for July 14th through the 20th. In high school softball last night, the Mount Vernon Wildcats took on the Gibson Southern Titans on the road in a delayed game that was delayed due to weather on Tuesday evening. The Titans took the early lead over the Wildcats. Titans scored one run in the first, three in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and four more in the sixth, while the Wildcats scored solo runs in the fourth and sixth. Final score was 2-10 in favor of the Gibson Southern Titans. Mount Vernon is now 9-5 on the season overall and 4-2 in the Pocket Athletic Conference. They take the field at home tonight, taking on the defending 1A state champion Tecumseh Braves. You can catch that game on 106.7 WMVI or stream it online at mountvernonradio.com starting at 5:30 with Riley Angel on the call. On the full sports schedule for tonight for the Mount Vernon Wildcats, the girls' tennis team will host Central at home at 4:30. Varsity baseball will be on the road at Perry Central at 5:45. And as mentioned, the Lady Wildcats softball team hosts Tecumseh tonight at 5:30. For the North Posey Vikings, the varsity softball team is on the road at Modern Day at 5 o'clock tonight. Girls track and field will be at Southridge Invitational at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And the varsity baseball team is on the road at South Spencer, with that game starting at 5:30. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County, and you can read and listen to the news anywhere, anytime, online at our website, PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, email them to us, news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm David Hurdle reporting, and your weather forecast is next.